Ladies and gentlemen, thank you sincerely for tuning in to AM 1100, WCGA Wonderful Coastal and Foundational Georgia, to hear me, Marshall Wood, your host, in this program that we're calling The Bigger Picture, named after a book I wrote and released in 2014. The Bigger Picture in this series of 13 messages is focusing on America's past, present, and future. Our past, our present, and future that is written in black and white. And we are continuing the discussion that we began last week, and actually really with program one of this series, that is pointing out the interface in the black and white community, the two really engines of America in building this nation. We're a nation of immigrants, and certainly Chinese built the railroads, and Hispanic folks have made tremendous contributions. But I think the past, present, and future of America is really, as historians will look at it in future years, is written in black and white, and that being, of course, a racial term. So let me begin today again, as we did last week, with a brief prayer. Please join me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I ask that I will speak no idle words for which I'll have to give account one day, Father. I own what I say. May my words be your words. May there be no bad fruit that will come from what I speak. And may there be no bad fruit in the lives of those to whom I point to say, you may follow that man. And lastly, Father, may the words that I speak, may they serve to preserve the foundations of this nation rooted in faith in you through belief in Jesus Christ and instruction by the indwelling Holy Spirit. Help me, Father, to say what needs to be said in Program 7. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we have three really important guiding principles that are reflected in my prayer. We don't want any idle words. There ought not be any bad fruit, and I believe that I can stand the fruit of my life, and particularly my wife, and those people to whom I will point you as reliable sources will be people with good fruit in their lives. And lastly, we folks are in the battle of preserving the foundations of this very nation, and the primary foundation is the faith system. And we've got three critical understandings that all of us, and I hope eventually there's 3,136 people who are going to sign on the line and say, we are intentional listeners of WCGA, aligned with the goals of Wes and Dee Cox, who have given us this wonderful station to serve as a method of staying linked in a critical time, to be linked particularly theologically and intellectually. And then lastly, to know that in the days ahead, we have an awful lot that we're going to have to stand against. Three critical understandings that help us do that. The first is the authority of God the Father. Our primary orientation must be, without a shadow of a doubt, the authority of God. We must look to Father God as our leader in all things. And then, in addition to the fatherhood of God, is the culture of Christ. We must live in the culture of Christ, which results when we do what he said in John 14, 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And whether we're black or we're white, and that's the two racial groups we're talking about today, as we talked about last week, we must identify with Father God through Jesus Christ, keep his teachings. It is essential, so that we maintain the life orientation called the pageant of creation. The Bible tells us what God is doing from beginning to end, and unfortunately, the first two of the three iterations of our faith, the evolutions of our faith, I hate that word, but the first two got a little off track. And the third one, which is now evangelical Christianity, is also being led a little bit off track. Well, that's the story of the world. Whatever God does, Satan comes along and does, but those, to be not so mysterious, as I see it from the beginning of the Christian faith with the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the largest expression of that was the Catholic Church, continues to this day. And of the eight great doctrines that exist in Christianity, as I have defined them, six of them were preserved by that Catholic Church, and we owe them great thanks. But the Catholic Church got politicized and got a little bit off track, as they say by themselves. They will say themselves. That in the 16th century, 1517, two Catholic clerics, Luther and later on Calvin, led the Great Reformation, which really helped us understand that salvation is by faith alone. And yet, even that great institution got off track when it said that the church had replaced the Jews and looked at the book of Revelation as something being in the back. So we preach those six great doctrines also as the Catholics did and affected the salvation of many lives, but it wasn't as it needed to be. And it was left to America, particularly in the 19th century, to resurrect what was the true faith. Now, that's not the way to say it. A better version of the faith. The same. That's exactly what Aquila and Priscilla did for Apollos. A great preacher went and showed him a little better message. It didn't disqualify Apollos from being the great preacher he was, as we can't deny what the Anglican Church did, what the Protestant churches did, and before them the good that the Catholic Church has done. But it is this evangelical church in the 19th century, the dispensational gospel, the re-understanding that had been lost for 1900 years, that Revelation was a real a book of the future and what was coming, and that to really understand and be fully effective in our faith, we had to embrace that book of Revelation, which says in the first chapter and in the 22nd chapter, happens to be the last chapter of the Bible, there's a blessing to those who read, heed, understand, and act on the words of this book. And I don't know that there's any other blessing that direct in the Bible other than perhaps in Malachi, where it says, "Test me and see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing if you tithe." And there are other promises and blessings, but really the big one, the one that is so dominant in, at least in my faith and in the faith of those who are part of the dispensational system, is that the Jews are God's people and that there is coming an Antichrist here now, as I see, emerging. And until we really understood that, only six of the eight great doctrines could be understood. But doctrine 7 and 8, there is a coming Antichrist who for a period of time is going to have hegemony, control over this entire world by the processes we see evolving right now, folks, for the Democrat Party. You won't pull any punches. Democrats right now are doing Satan's work, and if you're a Democrat, you better run. And if you maintain it and you cling to him, I say that there's no chance of your salvation if you continue in that mindset. But we have a crisis in the foundations of America, which is the faith system, in that the white church has, well, I think we have clung to the residual effects of the Reformation, and we haven't paid attention to the book of Revelation as we should, and therefore don't understand what's happening, and therefore because of some preaching that was hindered, as I pointed out with Dr. Stanley, great man, great teacher, but hindered by some circumstances with his wife and his son and other pastors who have not declared as directly as they should, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. And encourage people to read and know the book of Revelation and those related Old Testament and other New Testament passages that point to it. We have to understand, folks, because Jesus expected that we would, according to the Olivet Discourse, we would recognize the signs of the times and be ready. The parable of the bridesmaids, who five of them, I think it was, kept their lamps trimmed and had oil, five didn't. And so when the bridegroom showed up, they weren't ready. And those that were went in, and those that weren't were left out. Folks, we're in a critical time in America, and we do have to understand those three critical orientations: the fatherhood of God, from which all righteous authority flows, all beneficial authority flows, the culture of Christ, which is the only culture that we can dwell in to cope with and even survive the times we live in, and lastly, understanding the pageant of creation, that we are in a play, if you will. We know the outcome, but we have to do our parts in this play, and it assumes we know the beginning from the end, so we do our part correctly. If we don't understand those three critical understandings, well, we're going to be in the mess that we're in today. I hope that you come back for segment two of program seven as we continue this discussion. God bless you.